song. I'll hold my ground. I'm gonna crash the lies of the enemy. I won't back down, 'cause I'm not alone. With you, my God, I'll conquer.
You are good, good, oh. today we are talking about a very important word, unity. Does anyone know what unity means? Anyone? So unity happens when two or more people join together and they agree on something. And today we're going to hear about how God's Spirit gave the early church power to love each other and be unified with each other. But before we do that, let's pray and ask God to teach us. Jesus, thank you for who you are. Thank you for the Bible and your word and stories of your life and what happened. God, we pray that you would open our hearts and minds to learn something new about you and unity today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So after Jesus rose from the dead, he told his followers to go make more disciples. It's kind of like this paper chain. You just keep making more and more. So it was time for Jesus to go back to heaven to be with his Father. And before he left, Jesus told his disciples something else that was very important. Let's look in Acts 1. It says in verse 8, "But you will receive power, and when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Jesus also told them to wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit came. After Jesus told them all this, he went up to heaven. The disciples obeyed Jesus and went back to Jerusalem to wait for the Holy Spirit. So while they prayed and they waited, the Jewish holiday of Pentecost took place. So Pentecost is a holiday during which the Jewish people celebrate how God has provided for their physical needs. Jews from all over came to worship in Jerusalem. There were Jews from Mesopotamia, from Judea, from Asia, from Egypt, from Rome, from Arabia, basically all over the world, right? And even though these people all spoke different languages and came from different places and looked really different from one another, they were all unified by the fact that they worshiped God. But God had a new plan for how to unify his people. And that plan included the power of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so one morning, while the disciples prayed, they suddenly heard a loud sound, like that of a rushing wind. And then what looked like tongues of fire came and rested on them. Through this miracle from God, the disciples knew that the Holy Spirit had come. It says in Acts 2, verses 1 through 4, "On the day of the Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven, like roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking other languages, as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability." So through the Holy Spirit, the disciples would be understood by people who spoke other languages. Caught up in the joy and the power of God's Spirit, the disciples burst out praising God in languages everyone could understand. Can you say, "Praise be to God" with me?
Praise be to God.
So outside the house, the people heard this rushing wind. And as a result, they went into the house where the disciples were and where they heard all these languages being spoken by those who had never even studied them before. And let me tell you, they were shocked. Imagine if people from China or Spain came into the room and heard you speaking Chinese or Spanish. You had never spoken those languages before? That would be kind of crazy.
Yeah, while all this was happening, Peter came out and spoke to the crowd. He told them the reason they were able to praise God in all of these languages was because Jesus, who had risen from the dead, had poured out the Holy Spirit onto his disciples. Peter also told the people that if he turned away from their sins and turned to Jesus, their sins would be forgiven, and they would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It says in Acts 2, verses 37 through 39, Peter's words pierced their hearts, and they said to him and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter replied, "Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and this promise is to you, to your children, and to those far away, all who have been called by the Lord our God." So many of the people listened to Peter, and thousands of them repented. believed in Jesus, and were baptized. Because they did this, they received the gift of the Holy Spirit.
So that day, God's people were no longer unified by the fact that they were all Jews. God's people would now come from every nation, not just from the Jewish nation or from the Jewish people. And they would be unified by God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, drawing them together. So after this happened, these new believers joined together and modeled God's love for one another. They ate meals together. They studied scripture together. They gave each other food and clothing when they needed it. And above all, they worshiped God together.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit was the one who gave these new believers the power to be unified in their love for one another. He was the one who made it possible for them to follow the command Jesus gave to his followers. In John 13:34-35, it says, "So now I give you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." So the Holy Spirit gives his people the power to love each other and to be unified, kind of like this paper chain. Imagine it a lot longer, though. Got kind of like a lot of these smaller links are connected together to form a really long chain. God's Spirit connects everyone who believes in him and loves him. The Holy Spirit unifies them.
The first church modeled what it looks like when God's Spirit brings unity. Our church today don't have to be an exact copy of what the first church was like, but we can still pray that God would help us understand the unity that we all have through the power of the Holy Spirit. We can pray that God's Spirit would help us love one another, care for each other, and not worry so much about our differences.
Right. Within the faith community, we see a lot of different kinds of people. There are many types of people and many types of worship styles, many different types of cultures, churches, and countries. Some people worship God in silence. Others worship him with very loud music. And some churches worship with guitars and sometimes organs, and some only do singing. Still, the Holy Spirit unifies all of us in all of God's churches. God desires that the people within his church be unified and united at peace with one another. The Holy Spirit is the only one with the power to unify the church. So during this song, let's spend some time praying about that God would give his church the power through his Spirit to love each other the way he loves us.
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard tender whispers of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's you are. It's you.
All right, friends, let's close with our blessing for today. Go ahead and hold out your hands for me. May you feel the comfort and joy that comes from being unified with other believers through the power of the Holy Spirit.